Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Eldritch Hour. Before we jump into the show, I really just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to our show. There's an infinite sea of high-quality role-playing podcasts out there to listen to, and it means a great deal to us that you've chosen to give us some of your precious listening time. If you're enjoying the show, please consider writing up a short review on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to listen to us. Reviews and ratings are the biggest ways to help our show grow and reach more listeners, and it's a vital way for us to receive feedback so that we can make the show better. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Eldritch Hour, or email the show at theeldritchhour@gmail.com. Or you can support the show at patreon.com/theeldritchhour. Links to all of these and more will be provided in the show notes. Thanks again so much for listening, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, dear listener, to the Eldritch Hour. We are a horror-themed tabletop roleplay podcast containing violent and mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
On the last episode of The Star on the Shore, Thatch and Amos leave the hardware store with new questions and begin to make their way to meet up with the others. But as they wander the foggy streets, their attention is drawn to a strange sound ahead of them in the mist. A slurping, gurgling noise, indistinguishable as either man or beast. The pair approach and end up startling the thing, giving way to a short chase through the heavy foliage and overgrown path between buildings, leading out to a backyard full of dense bushes and low-hanging branches. Their pursuit fails, and they lose their prey, but Amos divulges that the sound they heard is all too similar to one heard previously in his strange experience on the day he met the group at the Chapel of Contemplation. Back at the Art Association, it is revealed to Char and Sterling that O'Casey is part of a clandestine group calling themselves the Order, and the duo convinces O'Casey of their membership with the organization in an attempt to learn more. They walk away with the name of the group's leader, a Reverend Sardin, and are now poised to make their way to a chapel on the north side of town in Pigeon Cove.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it looked like her at least. I mean, it couldn't have been her. She's dead. But I don't know. Like I said, it was like a dream. I don't know. But then I woke up and I was not in the same spot from when I last remembered being awake.
Oh, now that's concerning. Were you where you were in your dream?
No. I was where I was going, which was the cemetery to see my grandmother.
What else happened in this dream?
Well, it's kind of fading now, like a dream. Like, I don't remember everything exactly, but we were, and Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, we were at the church, right?
In your dream experience? Yeah. You were under a covered bridge on the way to the cemetery,
right.
And where you were in the dream state was in some kind of underground tunnel that led into a big dome, and you saw all kinds of like carvings and other such things, and then the figure was in there with you, ahead of you.
Yeah. She was at a well, is that right?
Yes.
Sorry,
yeah,
it's been a while like since. Some kind of,
it has, yeah, no, it's fine. She was kneeling over back to you, over
yeah.
some kind of large hole in the ground that seemed to be some kind of well or something of that nature.
Yeah, I approached and she turned around and she looked sort of like my grandmother. Like, it was definitely her face, but something was not right. Like, she was not my grandmother, if that makes any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's not too strange, for what I've seen, at least. All right, and it was making the same noise as you heard in your dream. That's concerning,
yeah.
considering you just stumbled.
Speaking of dreams, I had another dream last night.
Really?
About here, actually. It was weird. Like, I had no right of knowing some of the stuff that I knew. Like, there was the lighthouses. I've never seen those lighthouses, so how would I know what the lighthouses were? Like, and there was a creature, and it was really freaking weird, man.
I'm gonna squint at you really hard, like, because we all had the same one, right, Josh?
Yeah, you all had the same exact dream.
Yeah,
you just don't
so
know
when
it.
He starts describing my dream, I'm just gonna like stare at you like, what? No, I'm gonna grip him by his shoulder. How do you know that?
How do I know what?
All right, I'm gonna let him go, but I'm just gonna shake it off. Like, all right, this town, there's something more going on here that we don't know, because lighthouses and creatures. Like, I had the exact, I had a very similar dream as that. So there's something going on here that's could be related to whatever kind of sorcery is in this statue that the museum person sent us for. I said museum person. What was his name again, Josh?
Warren Hollister.
Warren. That Warren sent us here for. I was, fuck, yeah, my bad. I was trying to keep the conversation going, and I was like, fuck, what was his name?
There's probably something else you should know.
Jesus, kid!
My grandma and a friend of hers were the ones who found the statue.
And you just conveniently happened upon us.
It wasn't convenience, no.
All right. What do you know about this statue and about who stole it? Because if you're about to go to the next step, like,
I don't know anything about the statue. I honestly, I have no idea about the statue other than my grandmother was somewhat of an explorer, an archaeologist would be the correct term. She had gone on an expedition with a friend of hers. Give me the name of that guy. Do you have the name handy, Josh? I know I do somewhere. I just don't know what it is. Samuel Ray.
Ron.
Ron. Okay.
Yeah.
And they brought several artifacts back with them, for the church specifically, or did they just sell it?
You don't really know. You just know that they brought back several artifacts, and some of them were brought back to that chapel.
Yeah. I don't know anything else about the statue. I don't know why it was stolen, what it was even about. I just know that she's the one who originally found it and brought it back. That's why I'm here.
Is your grandmother still alive?
No. It looked like it was old age that she died from, or I don't think it was. I think she was killed. I think she was murdered.
Either old age or murder. That's quite the gap in between.
I think she saw something she wasn't supposed to see at that church.
Well, yeah, at this point.
And I think they killed her for it. But with everything that's gone down since, with the, is it the pastor or reverend or whatever from that church being arrested for whatever crimes he did, killing kids or something, and I think she saw something she wasn't supposed to see.
Well, you got all the makings of a good reporter if you've dug in this far, this early.
There's something else.
Amos, I'm about to slap the shit out of you.
I'm not... I'm not really a reporter.
How old are you?
I'm 17. That's true. I'm
starting to back away a little bit. Was that you in Russia?
Yet. I mean, no. That's it, I swear.
So what the fuck are you?
I'm just a kid. Trying to solve the murder of my grandmother.
Oh, Jesus. I thought you were about to drop another fucking bombshell on us here.
All right. I think at that moment, I'm going to cut over to the other two. Charlotte and Sterling, you are exiting the Art Association. What is your agenda now?
I mean, my best guess would be to go to Reverend Sardin.
Where is that, by the way?
Yeah, where was the chapel?
All you know is it's on the north side of town, past the Granite Company. That's all you know.
Thanks, Craig.
Is the Granite Company what was described to be up Bearskin Neck Road, or is that a different thing?
No, just the you know that Bradley Brothers Ships and Fishing is by the barn at the end of Bearskin Neck Road.
Yeah.
And you could see that there, you saw the sign for that when you were looking at the barn. Charlotte, you know that it's down there. Sterling, you obviously haven't been that far yet.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have the map, so we can look over it.
True.
If you, you know, because I think I have an idea where it is on the map. So I can make an educated guess, but other than that, I don't know its exact location.
Well, as you step out and you're talking about maybe going to the Granite Company or like past there, you come out of the front of the Art Association. And before, you were kind of, when you were walking down Main Street, Sterling and Charlotte, you obviously have only reached as far as the Art Association so far. Sterling, you were more focused on the left-hand side of the street as you were making your way down, seeing all the shop windows and the signs and such. As you exit the Art Association, you notice directly across the street, there is an old church building, Kitty Corner. And there's a sign out front that says First Congregational Church. And it has a large steeple with actually the front left-hand side of it is a bit caved in it and looks almost as if there maybe is a cannonball stuck in the steeple of the, like, the brick face of the steeple.
Something like a landmark or something. It's like historical or...
Yeah. Was it like... Was it like a ship battle here?
You know, I can't rightly say. Would you like to take a seat at the cafe? Want to talk to you about a few things.
Sure.
We can stare longingly at the church if we like.
Yeah, why not?
I'm gonna direct her towards Sandy Bay Cafe, which I passed on my first.
Like most businesses in Rockport that you've kind of seen so far, that it is a small building. Wooden exterior, nothing flashy. In the front, as you walk in through the glass door, is a small room with five tables. There's a large counter, seemingly where food would be served up from the kitchen. You get immediately the aroma of fresh coffee wafting in the room. You can see kind of through the counter. It's a very kind of old school diner. There is a kitchen beyond the little metal counter. There's like a window in, and there's a man bustling about back there, and you can hear food being cooked, like the sizzling of a skillet on the stove, and there's a couple folks sitting at one of the tables, just sipping coffee, reading the paper, and a plump, pinkish-skinned woman with silver curly hair walks up with just a very bright, bubbly smile. Says, "Hello, dears. Sit where you like. What can I get you? Cup of coffee, tea?
What's your poison?"
"I'll have a coffee, please."
"Tea for me, thanks. What kinds of tea do you have?"
"Black or green?" She says with a smile.
"Well, I'll take a black tea. Thank you."
"Cream, sugar? For either of you?"
"Cream, yes, please."
"All right." And she heads back over to the counter and to a coffee pot and starts pouring a couple cups as you sit down, find a seat. Where are you locating yourselves at a table? Near?
Would you imagine?
Yeah,
near close, a window.
Yeah, close to the front.
Okay. Yeah. There's the front facing is pretty much just open bay windows, looking out on the foggy streets. She steps up with your drinks, sets them down in front of you, and says, "Whoa! I don't believe I've seen your faces before. What brings you to Rockport?" And just beaming smile ear to ear.
Can I make a spot hidden about the space that we're in?
Sure.
I want to see if this person has any like weird things on display that would suggest allegiance or something.
You got any weird art?
Sure. Yeah. Give me a spot hidden.
Ooh, baby. My eyes have never been better.
Wow.
Oh my God.
3 years of 45. Nice. That's extreme. You glance around the room as she's asking this question, and there are a few pieces of art on the walls. Nothing quite as strange as you saw in the association or being done by the painters. Charlotte, Sterling, you obviously, you see on one of them, it's just a picture of a couple of sailboats at night, and there's a familiar star pattern in the sky over them. You also see just on her apron, she's just wearing a pretty typical white apron, but at the up at the left hand strap, she has a small pin of a star with an eye on it.
Okay.
Douglas.
Is that basically it? Do any of the paintings look like they're OKC paintings? Could I recognize the connection between
No,
our
these
style?
Seem a little bit more like impressionistic, not quite as like very detail refined as his were. These are definitely a bit more broad strokes and very stark colors and things like that. More akin to what really you saw at the bed and breakfast at the Woods house where you're staying.
Okay. Sorry, dear, I was miles away. What did you say?
How did you get here? Where did you come from? You're obviously not from around here.
Ah, that's very astute. We got here by car. How did you get here?
Well, a car, you say? Well, I'm sure that was a rough drive with the fog and everything. But looks like you made it okay.
Just barely, actually. We did have a bit of an accident up the road.
Oh, goodness, no. Oh, that's terrible. I hope everything's all right.
Nothing a good cup of tea won't fix.
She smiles and looks down at the team back up and she says, well, as for me, if you must know, I've lived here all my life.
Very lovely. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I'm called Sterling.
Oh, pleasure to meet you, Sterling. And she says, I'm Evelyn. Evelyn McGillicuddy Jones.
Ooh.
Oh, you've got that memorized, have you? Very nice.
Sterling, what the fuck?
This is all not in a. This is not in a stereo. This isn't in like a any like mean tone. By the way, this is just like him marveling at a person type that he's never met before.
Sure. well, I should have them memorized. They're both my late husband's last names.
Oh, I see. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's all right, dear. Widower twice over. That's all right. I've got Ron now.
Well, you seem like a very lovely lady.
She kind of motions towards the kitchen when she says that.
I'm Charlotte.
A pleasure to meet you, dear. You're very pretty.
Oh, thank you. And you're very lovely as well.
Oh, you don't have to flatter me.
It's not flattery if it's the truth.
Well, you're too kind. Says, I guess I'm in, a little past my prime, but age is just a number after all.
Nobody's ever just past their prime.
Yeah, I would suggest that Ron might disagree with that fact as well.
Poor Ron. I won't marry him, you see. I'm sure that I'm cursed. I don't want him to suffer the same fate as the last two.
What makes you... Just because, I mean... People die all the time. And I mean that in, like, you know... saying that in, like, a not horrible way.
Right.
But what makes you think that that's resulted in a curse?
Well, if you're married twice and both of them die, it's gotta be something, right?
Well, surely it's better to have loved and, you know, lost than to have not loved at all or whatever.
Well, of course, but I'm only 52.
Surely 52 years is not enough to determine whether or not you're cursed.
Well, how do you suppose you know that?
Well, you need more data, you say. Is this like a lineage thing? Has your mother passed this down to you or something?
You seem very smart, mister. Mr. Sterling.
I'm going to take a sip of the tea as she says that. How good is it?
It's not the worst. Okay. It's certainly not as bad as some tea you've had in America.
Yeah.
But it is not great by any stretch. It's tolerable. It's tolerable.
Cool.
A bit weak.
Sure.
Do you mind me asking how your previous husbands died? Is there like a similarity to their death that would make you assume it's because of you that they've died and not some horrendous...
Oh, not at all, dear. I wasn't there, no. It's not... They didn't die because of me. I'm just... You know, if, well, I can't rightly say why they would be, why I think that I'm cursed. Just that, you know, it's, being a widow twice over is, well, most people get to spend their whole lives with the one they love. And no, I don't mind you asking. There, one poor soul drowned out at sea on the bay, and. The other, well, we just assume he's dead.
Missing?
For quite a while now, yes. Years, in fact.
Oh, my lord.
Yes, he left one night complaining of a noise in the middle of the night, and I just haven't seen him since.
What sort of noise?
I don't know. He just asked me, I heard that, whatever that is, and got up and went to go investigate, I guess, and never came back to bed.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's quite all right. People disappear here all the time.
Well, that is not a normal thing, Evelyn, I must say.
Well, it's normal for Rockport. If you'll excuse me for a moment, I'm going to go refresh these other fine folks' coffee. And she walked over to the other table and talking to them.
Listen, ma'am, just because it's normal for Rockport.
Bring perspective to a small town, and I suppose that's what you get. How populated is this cafe at the moment?
There's only... two other people at the other table she just went to. A couple of old men, probably 60s, just having coffee. And they're both kind of look like they're idly chatting, just having a look at the paper that you all saw this morning. And then just apparently Ron in the kitchen. That's it. And the two of you.
How confident am I that I can, like, have a conversation with Charlotte quietly enough that it's, like, reasonably private, yeah?
I would say pretty confident. Okay. I mean, it's quiet in the cafe, so, like, they would obviously know you're talking, but if you keep your voices down, like, Ron's making some noise in the kitchen, which is making a little bit of an echo off the tile floor and stuff and the emptiness of the room. And the other two seem to be having their own conversation. They're much closer to the counter. They're a few tables away. So there's only five tables in the room, so it's pretty small. But again,
yeah, that's why I asked.
They're as far away from you in the room as they could be. So,
okay.
Cool.
Well, Charlotte, O'Casey mentioned that he was making deliveries or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Apparently a lot of people buy the art.
I was going to say,
The artists at the barn make, which isn't... I saw some of that art, and questionable at best.
In terms of what? Quality or what?
Quality and what it is.
So like abstract or something?
Well, sometimes the art isn't even the barn.
Oh.
And also, the artists there, trying to talk to them was near impossible.
It's very strange. I had a very lovely conversation with a gravekeeper. You really think that those interactions might have been swapped?
You would think.
It's a very lovely town of...
contradictions.
Contradictory, yeah. Interactions. Well, I asked because in my room at the little place that we're staying... What's it called again, Josh?
The Woods House.
Woods House, that's right. In my room at the Woods House hangs... a painting by O'Casey.
Really?
Yeah. And it's very, very... I don't know if it's very, very different from his style, but it's not very clear. It's, like all the other ones in his gallery were very detailed and clear, and this one's painted very much to be very blurry and very difficult to discern what you're looking at.
Interesting. He did say he was painting his dreams, so
right.
He may have made it as clear as he was capable, depending on what his dream was.
That's true. It just feels very intent, like as if the if he was accurately portraying his dreams, he accurately depicted a blurriness or something like that he experienced, right. Maybe. But right, it felt very different from the other ones, at least in some small way. But also, I bring that up to say that the Woods House might be connected in some way to all of this.
I wouldn't be surprised. It seems like everywhere we go, there's a connection to something.
Yeah, but not everywhere has an O'Keefe painting, I assume. I don't know. It could be nothing, but I figured I'd bring it up.
No, it's valid. I would definitely like to see it, to see if I can make any sort of, direct connection as well.
Well, life is very funny that way, and in a small fact, I'd like to unsee it, so perhaps we could trade. I'm going to pull the map out as I say that, and I'm going to gesture way up Beach Street to a street called Granite Street, where I can assume is where the area might be that this chapel might exist. Also, Josh, is this map a direct, like, is this the map I'm holding? Like, is this the exact thing? Or is this just like, okay, so everything I see here is exactly what...
Yeah, it would. It's just a town map with the street names on each of them. Obviously no marked locations unless you do so, that sure. You've been to, but yeah, no buildings or anything are named. There's no like indication of attractions or anything like that. It is just street names and a layout of the roads.
So I'm going to point to this tiny little square on that peninsula. That cuts off from that dotted path, that dotted line.
Oh, I see where you're talking about, yeah.
Terminates right at that little square. I've got a feeling that this may be the chapel or whatever that we actually seek, and not the church across the way. Granite Street probably has a granite company
That's good
along
logic.
Sure, we can find some sort of chapel up there.
And it's in the north part of town, so we can definitely... It wouldn't hurt to make our way up there, because worst comes to worst is we walk across those buildings and find nothing, and then we know it's not up there, and we don't have to go back.
I mean, it does look to be a reasonable trek. Do you think we should do that now, or... What's the time of day, actually?
Yeah, what time is it?
It's probably close to 1.
1 p.m.
We could probably take I don't know what the others... I don't know what the others are up to, but...
Exactly, that's what I was just going to say. I don't know what's going on with the others, and it seems like it would be a good idea to reconvene, since we're all technically here to find an idol, and who knows what information they found.
Do you know...
But who knows where they are?
Yeah, do you know... Did we determine a place to reconvene, or was it just back at the woods place at the end of the day?
I think it was back at the woods place at the end of the day.
Well, I think we could probably take a trip up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to wave for Evelyn.
All right. I will cut back to that. I'm going to go visit the other two.
Yeah, I'm just going to call her back to our table.
Sure. All right. Thatch and Amos. Well, Samuel, you've had a few bombs dropped on you by Amos. What are you doing now?
How long would it take to just go back the way we came to that alleyway? Would that, in my perception, would it take longer to cut through the quote-unquote jungle? Or just to go to the front of the hospital and down the road to back? Or would we be able to cut through the foliage fairly quickly?
It would be reasonably quick to go back through. It's just thick. But it's not like a trek by any means. No, it'd only take a couple minutes probably shuffle your way back through there.
All right, Amos, well, unless you got any more massive intel drops to give me.
No, that's
it. Why don't we continue back up towards Main Street?
I follow.
I will tell you, though, kid, there is stuff out there in this world that does not make sense, and that you wouldn't believe it unless you saw it.
Even when I saw it, I still don't believe it.
I'm going to mumble under my breath. I can't imagine Russian monsters made in Boston. Well, if your grandma's in this backyard, maybe she'll follow us.
I don't think it's my grandma.
So if Amos, unless you have any objections. I'm sure it's not. I roll. You want to start moving back, Rod?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go to the hospital and look at stuff?
No, I don't think we need to go to the hospital.
Not yet, in any case. I'm sure we'll get cut up pretty soon anyway.
On the way back through the underbrush or whatever this stuff was, can I, as we're going back through, can I just like keep my head on a swivel, see if I see anything moving?
Absolutely. There doesn't seem to be any more movement or any noises out of the ordinary as you're moving through, and you don't feel like there's anything behind you either or anyone around. You make it back to the other side without any incident.
Josh, real quick, just to backtrack slightly, the creature, or I'm calling it the creature, don't know what it is, it seemed more just focused on avoiding contact and running away more than anything from what I could glimpse of it.
I mean, as far as you can tell, you heard a noise when you went to inspect and got closer. You decided to throw a brick before even seeing anything. And then he took a flat, like a picture, and then it ran away. So if anything, if it was a human or an animal, you don't know. And what its intentions were, you're not too sure because you scared it off and then chased it. So,
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem territorial. It doesn't seem aggressive. It could be a homeless person.
Is this just really like a normal house on this side, or what is this building?
Yeah, it's just all of these buildings are homes. The hospital is the only one that is seems to be a business, and it is a Victorian home as well. It's just got a it's just been remade into a hospital or repurposed. So
can I, as we're walking past the house, I assume we're like walking close enough where I could just kind of glance through the windows as we're walking by. Is it
Yeah.
Is it like, is somebody living here, or is this an abandoned house?
You look in, and the windows are actually pretty dusty. But you do catch a couple glimpses inside, and there don't seem to be any lights on. As far as you can tell, I mean, it's all dark in there, so you don't get a lot of detail. But yeah, it actually would appear from the outside that nobody seems to be residing in this house, or has been in it at least for some time.
Before we go, do you want to maybe just take a look at the house? Maybe it snuck in the house somehow?
Yeah, I saw you look in the windows. I was going to ask you if you wanted to take a look inside. Let's see who's home, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Are you approaching the door, or are you just...
Yeah,
going just to go to the main door.
Front door.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you attempting to knock or announce your presence, or are you just trying to open it?
Yeah, I'll knock first. I don't expect to hear anything or an answer, but I'll knock.
You knock a few times, and you can actually tell from the knock that it echoes a little bit on the inside. And you wait, and you wait, and there's no answer. And there doesn't seem to be any sounds of movement.
Maybe you should just try the candle.
The doorknob. Yep.
All right. Yeah, you turn the knob. It opens freely.
All right, let's step in.
Inside is just a living room. You can see from the doorway, at least, that you look like you're going to step into just like a little den or living room space. And as you step inside, it is very dusty in here. It looks like somebody hasn't been here for at least a few weeks, maybe a month or a little longer. There is furniture. It looks like well used, but again covered in a thin layer of dust, and a couple of small end tables, and there's a hallway leading back to a kitchen, and then basically you're looking at the room, and to the back on the left hand side is a hallway, and on the right hand side is a staircase leading up to the second floor.
I'm going to carefully make my way to the kitchen just to see if I can detect signs of life or activity recent. I know all the dust has settled and all that stuff, and it looks like months, but...
Yeah, if it's dusty enough, do we see, like, any feet print or, like, hand marks or anything?
No, not at least at this... In the entranceway here, there is no signs of movement throughout the room. Thatch, as you make your way towards the kitchen, you get to the kind of entranceway there. It's just got a black and white kind of checkered tile floor. There's a very small, like, two-person little wood coffee table, like dining-style coffee table in the back corner, and a window to the left side looking out into the little walkway that you came through. And there's a back door leading out into the overgrown yard that is closed, and again, there's just a thin layer of dust on all the countertops. There's a couple dishes left in the sink, but nothing appears to have been used or moved in quite some time.
I'm going to lock the back door. Is there a deadbolt?
There's not. There's just a small handle lock.
All right, never mind then.
All right. I'm going to open the back door. Is there like a cellar entrance or something in the back?
He's going to go to lock it and you're going to go through it?
Oh, no. Like if there's a deadbolt, I would, you know, just secure the entrance. But if there's not, if it's just like a handle lock.
Oh, you're okay. Right. You said
more easily breakable.
Yeah. If you're going. Sure. Yeah, no, Amos, you open the door, kind of step outside onto it's just a back short staircase leading down to the yard, maybe only 4 or 5 steps, and there doesn't appear to be a cellar opening or anything like that.
Yeah, close the door, back inside. I don't think there's anything here. We should probably just go.
You want to look upstairs?
I mean, I guess we can.
Come on.
We're already here. Might as well.
Yeah. Let's go upstairs.
You make your way up the creaky old staircase, and...
Is there, any, like, pictures on the wall or anything like that as we go up?
Yeah, I was just getting to that. There's some really ugly yellow floral wallpaper that's very faded. Looks like it was probably put on when the house was built and has never been changed. There are a couple of pictures on the wall in frames. Just a couple of like ocean view photographs. And then there's a few spaces on the wall where clearly pictures did hang, but are not there anymore.
Any family pictures?
No. In fact, no pictures of people of any kind. It's anything that's been left are landscapes.
Looks like they took anything with any sort of sentimental value with them when they left.
Seems like it. All right, yeah, I'll continue up to the landing. Right. But I did make a note of lighthouse pictures, so.
When we got to the Woods house, was it Sarah or somebody had mentioned, like, a lot of the houses were emptied and the painters were squatting in them, is that correct?
Yes, she had talked about how the economy kind of has taken a dive lately, and then the fog made it even worse, and so people have been vacating the town, just leaving their homes. And the artists that come, she was hoping would obviously give her some business, but have not. She assumes that they've been squatting in some of the abandoned houses.
This doesn't look like one of them. All right, yeah, let's keep going.
Okay. You get up to the top of the hallway, and there's like a little banister that looks out over the staircase. And then the hallway leads to there's a room towards the back end, and then there's another side door that is closed. The door at the end of the hall leading to the room is open.
I'll go to the closed one.
All right. You open it, and it is just a closet, and it's empty all but for one thing. There is a dark blue robe with a hood hanging on a hanger. Nothing else is in the closet.
Is it dusty?
It is not.
What do you think of this?
I'm gonna take it.
I was going to take it as well, so that's fine. Yeah, go ahead and take it.
Yeah,
I want the robe.
Point is, like, whoever stacks it here is not gonna fight it again.
Yeah, it's heavy when you pick it up, but you realize it's made of a very thick fabric, and it's very quality made.
Now, this wouldn't belong to anyone of any kind of... I'm saying this to Amos, sarcastically. But this wouldn't belong to anybody of some sort of secret religious group that is trying to remain, you know, unnoticed, would it?
Is there any sigils or anything on it? Like, any symbols of any sort?
It is devoid of any kind of embroidery or symbols or anything like that. There's no other color fabric stitched on. It's just a solid blue, like, robe that that would be pulled over the head and then has a hood on the back.
When the cult or whatever it was exposed from the church, my grandma's church, was there any sort of, like, images of people in their robes or anything, or?
There was one photograph taken of Reverend Michael Thomas being taken into custody in handcuffs. He was wearing a robe of some kind, but it was a black and white photograph, as would be of the times, so you're not sure what color it was. But his robe, it was... open face, so it would have been pulled on like a bathrobe rather than this is one solid fabric pulled over the head. But
so it doesn't appear to be the same style.
Not exactly, no.
I forget the chick that I intimidated.
The wolf. Yeah.
Wolf. She mentioned there was a religious group that did stuff. That's just where Thatch's brain went. I was like, oh, well, one of these people, probably. And there's nothing else in the closet?
Nothing. A few hangers, but nothing else is on the shelf or on the floor, and there's no other clothes hanging.
I'm going to... like knock my knuckle on like the back wall of the closet and see if it sounds hollow. Same thing. I mean, I was in the church and I found like the hidden stone panel, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna watch my footing this time too, Josh, so I don't fall in mud.
Yeah, you knock around. Doesn't seem to be... It seems to be solid wall, as far as you can tell.
And tap my heel. Loose plank, maybe?
Nothing on the floor. There's some creaking from the wood. No.
As he's playing around, I'm going to head to the other door.
Okay. Amos, as you get to what would be basically the master bedroom of this small house, there are linens still left on the bed, messy, but not having been moved from that state in quite some time. Also pretty dusty. Curtains are mostly drawn closed. They're left cracked open just enough for some light to get in. You can see around the room. There's an old dresser, a night table next to the bed. There's a closet with the doors open, and it is completely empty. And there's a mirror hanging on one of the walls. And that's it. There's, again, some empty spaces on the wall missing portraits that used to hang.
There's no other doors or anything in this room?
There is not.
Okay. I want to go inspect the mirror.
Okay.
I just kind of like, is it just hanging on the wall, or is it like a...
It's like a big framed. It has a golden, like, or probably false gold frame, ornate frame around it. And it's pretty big. I would say about 3 feet tall. It's an oval, and just it's hanging on the wall. Okay. Yeah.
I will carefully take it off the wall if I could.
Okay. It's very heavy, but you pick it up. There's a nice worn spot on the back where the wallpaper clearly is not, or has been hidden from the rest of the room, you know, and so there's a color difference.
Is there a bed still in here?
Yes. Yeah, I was saying there's a bed with linens. Right. Yeah,
still on the bed, face down, so the back is up towards me, and just kind of
okay.
Check to see if there's anything hidden on the back of the mirror.
The moment you lay it down, you can see words written on it. It just says, "We dug too deep."
Ominous.
I'm going to join Amos in the room at this point.
Yeah, as soon as I read that, I'll call out for Thatch.
We dug too deep. What do you suppose that means?
I was going to ask you that.
I'm going to quick cut over to the other two now while you're staring at that. You've called Evelyn back over to your table. She comes back over with a smile and has another pot of coffee in hand and says, "Need a refill?"
I totally forgot why I called her over in all this confusion.
Sorry.
Are we leaving? Do we need to check?
We're talking about the trying to find the Granite Company. I don't know if that has anything.
Yeah, the Granite Company in the church.
Ask everyone. Yeah. I guess we'll start there. Yeah, I don't remember if there was something else that I was gonna. Any other cheeky things, but yeah, that's the very least. What did O'Casey say about the, what was the name of the Granite Company?
He just said the Granite Company.
The Granite Company.
Okay.
That's it. That's all you have.
Cool.
So helpful, Craig.
Yes, Evelyn. Do you by chance know where the Granite Company is?
Oh, of course. It's just up the road quite a ways on Granite Street.
Right.
Headed up toward the Pigeon Cove.
Yeah, you know, I could have guessed that. Very, very good. Cool. Is it still operational, or is this like...
Oh, goodness, yes. It's our main industry. We are named Rockport, after all, you know, and she giggles.
Well, to be fair, Evelyn, I mean, it sounds like a lot of the people in this town have gone, so I didn't know if perhaps that affected the granite industry in any way.
She sighs. She says, "Yes, I know. It's a shame. But yes, the Rockport Granite Company is very much still operational. Doesn't really seem to stop those boys up there. Breaking rocks all day, I can't imagine the labor." Whew. And she like mocks wiping her brow.
Do you know anything about this cannonball that appears to be lodged in the side of a church?
Oh, at the old sloop across the street?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was from an old English attack. It's just ancient history now. More of a landmark than anything else. Some people come to look at it, hear the story from the Reverend there.
You know, to me, that might strike me as a better object to paint than motif number one. What do you think?
I don't know that I care so much about anything getting painted around here. I mean, it's nice to have the, you know, the business and have fresh faces to talk to every so often. I do love a good bit of chit chat, but far be it from me to determine what is worth painting and not. But I suppose so, if that's your fancy.
Fair play. Do you know the name of this reverend across the street?
Oh, of course. Reverend Lynn.
Oh, very good. Well, unless you'd like something to drink or eat, Charlotte, I believe I'm ready for the check.
No, I'm good.
Are you standing up at this point?
Oh, I was just looking to Evelyn at the very least to get the check. I don't know if
okay.
I don't know
how. Yeah, she pulls it out of her pocket and puts it down, and she says, "You're not. Are you with those folks that use the old sloop?"
I mean, in a matter of speaking, I don't know that we are, but I did notice your very nice badge there that you're wearing.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And she kind of like observes it a bit and smiles and yeah, I'm part of the order.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, we just finished speaking with Mr. O'Casey.
Oh, that old windbag.
The very one.
Yes, well, I can't imagine you gleaned anything worth noting from him. I do wish somebody else would run that art association. I think he's a bit uppity. She kind of leans in and whispers, and and she says,
Could be air deprived from the small suits he appears to wear.
She lets out a pretty boisterous laugh at that. Oh, yes. I haven't seen that man wear a proper fitting shirt in quite some time.
Well, we appreciate your hospitality, Evelyn. Thank you very much.
Of course, of course. Come back anytime. We have fresh apple pie on Fridays.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm going to tip reasonably well.
Okay.
And
sure.
Head on out.
Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. My name is Josh Richter, and if you would like to make contact, you can find me on Twitter at The Eldritch Hour, or you can email the show at theeldritchhour@gmail.com. And if you'd like to support the show, we have a Patreon page at patreon.com/TheEldritchHour.